You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS, and of course streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Amy Moore, who is owner and creative director of Redhead Design Studio. Good evening, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I think, first of all, I love the name, Redhead Design Studio. Talk about creativity. Tell me how that came about.
Actually, I have to give the credit for that one to my business partner, Jennifer Estel, who started the business, who is also a redhead. We both happen to be redheads, but we like to say it's more about a mindset than a hair color, although somehow you end up having red hair when you work there one way or another. So,
I'm beginning to be able to picture this. I wanted to give you a call after I saw a press release about the Addy Awards, the Mid-Michigan Creative Alliance Addy Awards, and perhaps first we'll start with what the acronym Addy stands for.
Hilariously, I don't think that I could recite what the acronym means.
Okay.
I know Addy's very well and have been a part of Addy's since my days as a wee little designer back at Pace & Partners, which is another agency in town. But I don't know what the acronym means.
Well, we'll try to figure that out, and I'll get back to folks on that one. Well, let's talk about what the awards are, what the Addy Awards are. It's a competition that recognizes and honors what?
Basically, the Addies recognize and reward creativity in the entire field of marketing and advertising. So winners are across all mediums from print to broadcast, music, radio, logos, I mean, everything, photography, illustration. So any type of component or the combination of all those items that goes into advertising or marketing work is recognized and rewarded through the Addy Awards. And while I can't think of what the acronym for Addies means, I do know that they're presented by the AAF, which is the American Advertising Federation, and it's a three-tiered competition. Starting here locally, winners, local silver and gold winners have the opportunity to move on to a regional competition. So our district is Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. And then winners at the regional competition have the chance to move on to the national competition.
And this is the spot to be recognized. I mean, the Addy Awards are the place if you're in this industry.
Absolutely. Yep. They're the, and especially for a local venue, it's the only local awards that we have. There are some other competitions that are more largely regional or national, but this is the place to go. And the Addy Awards are, I think, undisputedly the most recognized name in advertising and marketing awards in the country.
Well, given the beauty of technology, while you and I were chatting, I looked up the Addy Awards. Guess what? Wikipedia doesn't have the acronym either. So
okay,
it's not just you and myself, Amy. It's just said it's the largest advertising competition with over 50,000 entries annually. So
yes.
So we'll both rest up that neither of us knew that because Wikipedia doesn't know it either.
All right, I feel a little less embarrassed now.
Well, I don't think we have to feel embarrassed at all. It's kind of like the Oscar Awards, I guess.
Exactly. I don't know what Oscar means. I just know that makes a pretty statue.
Let's go with there was a Mr. or Mrs. Ms. Addy that was involved in marketing, and I'm sure I'll get a correction if that's not the case. Your involvement in the Addy Awards this year, are you part of the creative team putting it all together?
Yes, and actually we've got a huge group of people working on it this year. So Redhead is kind of chairing it. But really, Redhead, CISA Design, Pace & Partners, Such Video, we've got Kirk McKellar from McKellar Screenworks, Kate Tykocki from Capital Area Michigan Works. I'm sure that I'm leaving people out. We've just got a really huge and talented pool of people that are helping to make an incredible, unbelievable. I mean, it's just going to be a ridiculous and wonderful show tomorrow night. So,
well, what are people going to see tomorrow night? The press release talks about the futuristic and so forth. You've piqued my curiosity.
Yeah. Well. Aside from the very interesting but yearly components, like there's a gallery of entries. So all of the entries that we had 330 entries this year. It was a great year, And all of the entries will be on display, whether they be websites, print pieces, television advertising, radio advertising. You can view all of the entries there, and we will also have an online gallery for viewing at mmaddygallery.com, where you can view the winners after the show. But aside from the gallery, and there'll be hors d'oeuvres and drinks and mingling, but the real spectacle of the evening will be the show, which starts at 8, and that's where we announce the winners. And that is going to be hosted by Lady Futura and co-hosted by the HostBot 9000. The HostBot 8000 couldn't make it, so... But there'll be smoking rockets, glittering babies, crazy creative people. It's going to be a good time for sure.
Say that again.
Smoking rockets
and glittering babies.
Glittering babies.
Well, how can you pass that up?
I mean, honestly, it's even though technically this is an award show for a trade association, it is the best award show for a trade association that you could ever hope for. I mean, far more entertaining, whether you're in this business or not. I mean, the gallery in and of itself is like, it's like visiting an art gallery, you know. And I think the really interesting thing about commercial art is that it bridges the gap between fine art and art for the art that appeals to everyone. You know, fine art can be really kind of a little bit esoteric or unique, abstract. Commercial art, I think, appeals to everybody because it's made to appeal to the masses. So I think whether or not you're in communications or marketing or advertising, seeing great advertising is an interesting thing for a lot of different people.
Well, when you're bringing people together to give awards for creativity in all media and so forth, you would expect it to be creative with glittering babies and
yes.
So forth. I would expect nothing less. Now, this event takes place at the MSU Union Ballroom in East Lansing, of course.
That's correct.
And are there tickets still available?
Yep. You can RSVP online by visiting mmaddys.com. So it's mmaddys.com. Or you can also buy tickets at the door.
Okay.
It's $50 for entry, and there will be fantastic food. And like I said, it's going to be a show. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, in proceeds, where do proceeds from some of them go for the evening?
Proceeds from the Addies go right back into the Mid-Michigan Creative Alliance. So that is our local chapter of the American Advertising Federation. It's a trade association, a club, which it works to benefit the community and to help get the word out that there are tons of creative and brilliant, strategic, great problem-solving people in our community. And also, you know, that the MMCA does things like grant scholarships to advertising and marketing students at LCC and MSU. We put on programs for professionals in the field, but all the proceeds go directly back into the club.
Well, I think it's exciting, too, that the winners will be moving on to competitions that go larger than regional. So, I mean, this is a real chance for folks in these creative industries to be recognized and appreciated throughout the country, frankly.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that dovetails nicely into the fact that the creative community in Lansing is, although I think there are a lot of people that don't realize it, is there are really a lot of brilliant and smart people in this community. And a lot of our agencies, you know, local agencies are doing work for national clients like Airstream and Meyer, TIAA Craft, Land Cruiser, First Bank. I mean, aside from the big, a lot of big regional and local clients like the Board of Water and Light, Big B Coffee, Sparrow, lots of people do work with MSU, Capital Area Michigan Works, CATA. I mean, there's just, I really do think people would be surprised to see the gallery of work and to see the reach that the community in Lansing has, both locally, well, locally, regionally, and nationally.
Very good. Well, Amy, I appreciate hearing about this. I am sure we're all going to hear about this in the community when people are dazzled by what goes on at the gala. And I appreciate your time to tell us about tonight. If you didn't pique people's curiosity and interest, nobody will. Amy, I appreciate your time this evening.
Likewise. Take care.
Thank you so much. Amy Moore, who is owner and creative director of Redhead Design Studio in the Lansing area, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.